going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Collar is here. Purple Insider, a must, certainly leading up to the draft and now after the first round continues tonight. Good to chat with you as always, Matt. So, leading up to it, a lot of people, yourself included, who are very informed, thought, okay, if they can find a way to move back in the draft, add some equity because they only have four picks, and still get a quality starter, that is ideal. They end up with a guy in Donovan Jackson, who absolutely fits a need, who a lot of people like, who showed his versatility last year moving from guard to left tackle, faced top players in their playoff run, and was tremendous. But I went back and I looked at three or four of the mocks from people who I respect and I think you would respect. More people had him going in the 30s. Now, those are mock drafts, and last night you also had more of a run on offense alignment. So, fitting the position, for sure. But do you think they could have pulled this off by moving back? And if you really, really like the guy, is it worth it?
Well, I do not believe that Donovan Jackson would have lasted much longer on the board, because when you look at the next team up was the Houston Texans, and they are a disaster on the offensive line. And then you go even past that, like the Rams traded one of their guards and their interior offensive line got them against the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. And I think they would have maybe been interested as well, although they got that crazy trade from the Falcons, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Yes.
But, you know, there were no other prospects that were guards that I think they would have had any chance to get in the third round that would have been of the caliber of Donovan Jackson. So it's a reach a little bit versus some of what the draft analysts thought. But, I mean, I think we also need to talk about, like, what defines a reach. I mean, if someone is 24th versus people thinking they were going to go in 36, I mean, that's not like when they took Ed Ingram, for example, they took him in the second. People thought he was a fifth-round player. Like, that, to me, is how I would define a reach, not 10 spots, 12 spots potentially, because we saw a lot of that. Last night we saw, you know, Kenneth Grant goes a little higher than expected, or Jahdae Barron drops a little more. The consensus going into this draft was mostly that teams didn't have these guys as the same way the mock draft community did, and that was shown on a handful of those picks, and Jackson ends up being one of them. But I think we also have to consider, when we talk about mock drafts and consensuses, this is one specific team with one specific context. I mean, this team has four really good offensive linemen and one giant gaping hole. And they have a first-year quarterback. They have a running game that has been in desperate, desperate need of improvement, and the running game starts along the offensive line. They also won 14 games last year, and they are ready to compete very, very seriously here going forward again. And they are aiming to try to build a team that can win in the playoffs, which I think it was very clear that if you have offensive line problems in the playoffs, you are screwed. So I look at it as from the context of this team. And then when you add in Donovan Jackson's personality, which we learned more about yesterday after he was drafted, but also just what it took to move from left guard to left tackle. That to me is a fit with Kevin O'Connell, fit with the culture, fit with the O-line room. Seems like a guy who's going to come in and just be a sponge and learn from guys like Ryan Kelly and Christian Darrisaw. That to me checks a lot of boxes with this decision.
Okay, let's get to the Rams and what happened. So again, Vikings are 24. Rams are 26. The Rams end up sending their 26th pick, the first-round pick, their third-round pick to the Falcons in exchange for moving to the second round, number 46, a seventh-round pick, and then the Falcons' number one pick. Now, if Atlanta was willing to do that at 26, I'm assuming they're willing to do that at 24. If that was offered to Kwesi and he calls his guy in the mock draft community, Matthew Collar, and says, Matt, yay or nay, what do you say about this deal?
Yeah, this is the hard part, because if you look at the history of the draft, the chances of getting a Pro Bowl player between 24 and 46 go down massively. I mean, enormously between those spots. So the chances that Donovan Jackson becomes a Pro Bowl type of guard are twice as good as it is that they would pick a Pro Bowler at number 46. And to me, it's star players and difference makers that drive Super Bowls, and you can find the rest of the type of players. At the same time, I mean, what if Michael
That's
Penix
a
gets
lot.
Hurt, right? Like, yeah, right. If Michael Penix gets hurt and they win five games,
yes.
He's a top 10 draft pick.
Yes. I'm a yes, Matt. I'm a yes.
Yep, that's the one where I probably would have said yes and moved back, especially in a draft like this. And realistically, there are guards that develop in the middle rounds if that's what they wanted. There's corners that are deep
that's
in this
it.
Draft that are a lot still on the line. We don't know if the same exact offer was made to Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, and of course he's not going to come out and tell us, but if they did get that offer, that's one that we'll be thinking about probably for a long time. It's like, what if they, we're going to be watching, like, what if they had gotten Atlanta's first rounder? Now, if Atlanta wins 12 games and Penix is great, then, well, it's not that great of a pick, but that is a tough one to move down from.
I'll just add again, and I know there is a lot of talent on this team, but you also have a kid quarterback, right? And I'll just add again, I agree with you 1,000%. If you can get stars, and if you're really convinced that Jackson, even at the guard position, which you can break it down more to me, I mean, how many positions are higher priority than the guard position? But if you have a chance to be great in all positions, the offensive line, I understand how intriguing it is. But the Falcons, to me, they're just a team right now. They're just a team where I'm saying you might get the 15th pick next year, and then who knows where JJ's at. Maybe you got the 22nd pick, and you still are at 46 to get not as high a quality, but still pretty good. I think that would have been a no-brainer if it was offered. And logically, if they offered it to the team two picks behind him, you would just assume that they were making phone calls trying to do that. Now, I was also surprised, too, how fast the Vikings pick was in, that they didn't kind of milk it for a little bit, which makes me think they saw Jackson and said, man, we just love him, and we're not even going to wait the entire time for calls.
Right, and that's another part of it is, you know, they go through this evaluation process, and they look at all these guys in depth, and what teams do that's different is that they look for types of players that fit very specifically with them and what they want to do, and that's just not the culture element, which we know is very important, but it's also the details of the scheme. And when you think about the running back that the Vikings just acquired, which is Jordan Mason, he about 70% of the time was running in a zone scheme, which usually requires very athletic offensive linemen. And what Donovan Jackson is a extremely ridiculously athletic offensive lineman. I don't know if he's Randall McDaniel, but man, it's like that though with his strength. And if you saw him at the combine, and he has a 33-inch vertical at 315 pounds. I think mine is like 8, probably, as far as the vertical goes. So this
I'm
guy
under.
Is 315, and I think he could probably dunk a basketball at that. I mean, we're talking about somebody with if the screen game, how pathetic has that been? Like they,
yep.
They would look at these details. And then I really think the biggest part for them was, of course, the athleticism, the fit, but just what you can do for J.J. McCarthy. I mean, look at what happened with Sam Darnold in the playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sam Darnold during the regular season handled pressure in a lot of different instances and made some great plays and everything else. But there isn't a quarterback in the league year to year who's consistently good under pressure. It just doesn't happen. I looked at this last night when I was, you know, debating with fans whether to like the pick. There were only five quarterbacks who had even an 80 quarterback rating or higher under pressure, which is basically playing like Gardner Minshew. So if you want to have success, you block for the guy. Look at Jared Goff. I mean, honestly, look at Jared Goff. His offensive lines through his career, he has been a top elite offense in Detroit, and he was with the Rams when they had great offensive lines there. That's what you want to do for your quarterback is to get the absolute maximum out of him. And if Donovan Jackson is the final piece to that puzzle, to me, it's worth more than just in a vacuum. The context here is very important.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So let's stay with context. Remind people, Matthew Collar's with us. As good as anybody in this town on the Vikings, Purple Insider. So, and it's all projecting. But right now, it looks like they've had a great offseason, filling key needs. And, yeah, it was a very dejected Kevin O'Connell after back-to-back games, as you just laid out, where the offensive line was leaving Darnold vulnerable to mistakes. That doesn't mean Darnold didn't make mistakes, but saying we got to change the offensive line, they did. They're all in. Can you be all in with the guy who's been on the field for about 12 preseason snaps?
I think that you can, and recent history would support that. I remember in those dark days where we were discussing Aaron Rodgers potentially coming to the Vikings, one of my research articles that I did was about young quarterbacks and how they're performing in the NFL. And there's, of course, two things that I found. Number one is that the supporting cast has made a huge difference for whether a young quarterback succeeds. Big shocker, right? But like, look at Jalen Hurts. What was that, his third year he went to the Super Bowl? Brock Purdy, it was his second year he went to the Super Bowl. And then Jaden Daniels last year goes to the NFC Championship as a rookie quarterback, which you basically had never thought to have seen before, but rookie quarterbacks are coming in more prepared than they have ever been in the NFL before. And when people say J.J. McCarthy is essentially a rookie, I always balk at that. I mean, he gets to show up at the facility instead of going through the draft process this week and start preparing to run this offense with his team. That is so much different. The knowledge that he has accrued over the last year, seeing how Sam Darnold operated for an entire year, he was doing everything outside of actually throwing passes. That is huge growth for him to make from where he was last year. And the fact that young quarterbacks have had this much success, I think it's fair. And there's also really no other way to look at it. I mean, when you have a roster that has Jefferson, Darisaw, Grenard, Van Ginkle, Cashman, like, what are you going to do? Like, play it slow? I mean, this is a team with a bunch of guys who are in their primes who are ready to win. And I think that all affects and circles back to Donovan Jackson, because you're looking at a guy who has played for three full seasons in college. He's experienced. And he has the physical traits to step in right away and make an impact. And I think it's clear that they did draft for someone who could make an immediate impact rather than saying, well, hey, let's draft a corner and try to develop him for a couple of years. Instead, it's let's get a starting left guard right now.
Yep, exactly. All right, man. Great stuff. Be consuming all throughout the weekend. Be well. Hope tell Stallone we said hi.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Matthew Collar here on CCO.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.